table of, like what you said, you had done some hunting.
Yeah.
So you probably could say with this, you know, those things that you fire and load in a shotgun.
Shotgun shell.
Call that a shotgun shell.
Yeah.
But what about the things that you would use in a, say, a pistol or a rifle? What would you call those?
Rifle shells, rifle cartridges, bullets, pistol cartridges.
All those terms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talk about some things that children like to play on, you see, in playgrounds. For example, if they, you know, a long board that's anchored in the middle and one kid can get on one end and one on the other. And
a seesaw. Mm-hmm.
What would you say they're doing? So they're out in the yard.
On the seesaw? Well, one is going up while the other one's going down. The one that's going down on the other end, when he gets to the bottom, to the ground, pushes off, mm-hmm. so that he goes back up and the other end goes down. Mm-hmm. And they just keep repeating this. Mm-hmm.
Any, maybe one word, say if I ask where the two kids are, so-and-so says, oh, they're out in the backyard.
Seesawing.
Or maybe something similar to that. Again, a long board, but this time anchored at each end and kind of a flexible, limber thing so that a child could jump up and down the middle of it. Have you ever heard of anything like that in your part of the country?
A board?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You ever heard of a juggling board or something like
that? No.
Or say one that's, again, anchored in the middle, but rather than going up and down on it like so, it's been
a merry-go-round. Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody call it anything besides that? It doesn't mean the same thing.
I can't think so.
Have you ever heard people speak about flying jinny?
No.
Haven't heard that. Or something that's really common. You see them everywhere. These things suspended from the limbs of trees. You know, by ropes.
Swings.
You have a different kind, so.
Yeah, they're. You can have a tire swing. Where you've got a tire suspended. You can have a rope swing, which is usually, well, the rope swing that I'm familiar with is one that's over a spring, and you climb up the tree, grab hold of it, and go swinging out over the spring,
mm-hmm.
and go dropping in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about 30 miles north of Osceola, up around Bowen's Mill, off the Okmulgee River. There's a series of natural springs up there, and that's where I'm most familiar with the rope swing.
Mm-hmm. I see. I want to ask you about a few containers. We were talking about this last time, buckets and pails and all that. But have you ever heard of, anyway, I wanted to ask you about a container that, I don't know, you might have been in a house where people use coal for heat, fuel, you know? Have you ever noticed any sort of container in which they kept the coal inside?
A coal scuttle.
Call that a coal scuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing? Well, what does that thing look like? Could you tell me just very roughly how it's shaped?
It's Well, it's round,
mm-hmm.
and it's got sort of like a big lip on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like round, and yet it goes up and rounds over like that, and
mm-hmm.
sort of like comes down like that.
Nice. You happen to know if that's the same thing that would be used to bring the coal in from the coal pile outside? Or?
Probably so, but I'm not sure. The coal scuttles that I've seen have no longer been used.
Or say if a house was using a stove for heat, you know, the pipe that goes from the back of the stove, you know.
The stove pipe.
The stove pipe.
Yeah.